Okay, let's unpack this.
Let's do it.
If you have spent any time online or really just watching television in the last few years, you have seen the massive marketing blitz for prescription discount cards.
Oh, they're everywhere.
We're talking about ubiquitous names like GoodRx, SingleCare, OptumPerks. They all promise this immediate, tangible relief from the, ever-rising cost of medication.
They market themselves as the quick, simple fix, and they can be incredibly useful.
They can be.
But based on the source material we've gathered for this deep dive, their role in personal health finance is one of the most profoundly misunderstood elements in the American health landscape.
Absolutely. The confusion is just rampant. People often treat them like a second form of insurance or something.
Exactly.
So our mission today is to cut through all that noise. We want to clarify exactly what these cards are and, crucially, understand the financial trade-offs they impose.
Especially concerning your deductible. That's the big one.
It is. We want to make sure you're being strategically smart when you get to that pharmacy counter.
So let's start with just the operational definition. What are we even talking about?
Right. What is a PDC?
When we talk about a prescription discount card, a PDC, we are talking about a free third-party tool.
Okay, third party. That's key.
It is. It's designed specifically to help people purchase medication outside of their existing health insurance framework.
So it's for accessing a reduced cash price.
Precisely. Think of them less as insurance and more like a sophisticated, pre-negotiated digital coupon system.
A sophisticated digital coupon. I like that. That really captures the essence of it perfectly.
It does.
But how do these companies, which aren't insurance providers, how do they manage to offer these competitive rates on thousands of different medications?
Yeah, where does the discount actually come from? That
Exactly.
takes us right to the heart of the system, the pharmacy benefit managers or PBMs.
The famous PBM.
The discount card company partners with a PBM, and that PBM acts as the middleman. They broker a massive contract with thousands and thousands of pharmacies. And because the PBM can promise the pharmacy high volume, I mean, millions of potential customers, they use that purchasing power to negotiate prices way down.
So they're negotiating a price far below the standard retail cash price.
Far below it.
So the PBM basically has two different, almost competing contracts happening at the same time.
That's a great way to put it.
One contract with all the health insurance providers, and then a completely separate contract with the discount card companies.
Precisely. And the key, the thing to remember, is that these two networks and the prices they generate operate independently of each other.
So when you present a discount card, say from WellRx or GoodRx,
You are activating that PBM's discount network price. You are entirely bypassing your health plan's network and its whole pricing structure.
and that sets the stage perfectly for our first major theme. This critical and often very confused difference between these cards and actual insurance coverage.
Right.
Let's start with the visual deception. The idea that a prescription discount card is basically the same thing as your health insurance member ID card.
And this is where the confusion starts for so many people. They look similar, they both get handed to the pharmacist,
You pull them out of the same slot in your wallet.
but they serve fundamentally different ends. Your insurance ID card is an authorization key. It verifies your benefits, it confirms your insurer will cover a portion of the cost.
And it makes sure the whole transaction is filled through your plan.
Yes. And the discount card.
That's a whole other story.
It's a payment mechanism, pure and simple. It's for a cash transaction.
It's basically saying, I am paying for this myself.
But I want to pay the lower price negotiated by this third-party PBM network. It is proof of a discount, not proof of coverage.
And the sources give us a perfect example of how easily this line gets blurred.
Oh, the Optum one.
The Optum one. You have a discount card named OptumPerks, designed to help you access lower prices as a cash customer. Yet the same parent corporation, Optum, is also a huge subsidiary of UnitedHealthcare, a massive health insurance provider.
So the names are confusingly similar, but their functions in this whole health finance ecosystem are, I mean, they're diametrically opposed.
This is a perfect example, and it
But
shows that the card you choose literally determines the transaction type.
are you using your benefits or are you paying cash at a negotiated rate? And this brings us immediately to the most crucial financial pitfall,
The big one.
what we are calling the deductible trap.
The deductible trap. This is the widespread belief that spending on your medications with a prescription discount card will still count toward your annual health insurance deductible.
And your out-of-pocket maximum.
Right.
And what's fascinating here is that in the vast, vast majority of cases, that belief is functionally wrong.
Just wrong.
That is the critical pivot point in this entire discussion. Because that transaction happens outside your plan's claim system, the money you spend using a discount card is invisible to your insurer. It is a zero-sum transaction in terms of meeting your limits.
But wait a second. If the card is cheaper today, why wouldn't I just use it? I mean, let's say I have a $5,000 deductible and I know I will never hit that limit this year.
You're relatively healthy.
Yeah, I just need a couple of cheap maintenance generics.
Yep.
Saving 15 bucks right now seems like a clear win, right? Why would I strategically choose to pay the higher insurance copay?
That is a very important question, and it really highlights the one specific scenario where a discount card might feel like the best choice if you are 100% certain you won't hit that deductible.
But that's a big gamble.
It is, because for most people, that deductible and that maximum, they need it to act as catastrophic financial protection.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, and we need to run the numbers a bit.
Let's do it.
Let's imagine you have a $3,000 deductible. You need a monthly medication that costs, say, $50 through your insurance plan.
Okay, and that $50 applies to your deductible.
It does. Or you could pay $30 using a discount card.
So you save 20 bucks today. It seems like a no-brainer.
It does, but if you use the card, you apply $0 toward that $3,000 limit. If you use your insurance, you apply the full $50 toward that limit.
Right.
So over 6 months, you've saved $120 in cash, which is great, but you've missed out on $300 worth of progress toward reaching that $3,000 safety net.
And that's where the trap springs.
Exactly. Now imagine 6 months later, you need an emergency surgery or you get a complex diagnosis.
Something unexpected.
If you had used your insurance every single time, you'd be $300 closer to the point where your plan starts paying 80% or even 100% of your costs.
By delaying that progress for a $20 monthly saving, you could end up having to pay hundreds, maybe thousands, more out of pocket for that unexpected major event later in the year.
It's the classic short-term cash gain versus the long-term strategic loss.
That's the calculation. Insurance isn't just about getting the lowest price on generics. It's about the security of that financial ceiling it places on your annual medical expenses.
And if you use a discount card, you chip away at that security for what is often a pretty small immediate return.
That's right. And that discussion of long-term strategy versus short-term cash, it leads us directly to the question of value.
Right. Does the cheapest price today really mean the lowest cost overall?
Let's pivot to our second theme, cost, coverage, and consistency.
And address the belief that prescription discount cards always offer the lowest prices.
Factually, they just don't guarantee it. While they're often highly competitive for generics, especially the common older ones.
Your health insurance plan has its own deep negotiated rates.
Especially for specialty drugs, brand name, or complex medications, those rates can be much better.
And, crucially, the insurance rate contributes toward those critical deductibles and limits we just talked about.
Yes. So even if your copay is $5 more than the discount card price, that extra $5 is working for you long term. It's building toward your coverage.
Right. It's not wasted money.
Exactly. And beyond just the price itself, we have to talk about stability. This gets at the issue of predictability.
Which is so important for budgeting.
It is. Many people believe that once they see a price quoted on a discount card's website, that price is, you know, set in stone.
It's not.
Not at all. The sources stress the high risk of price variability. The cost of a drug using a discount card can change not just month to month.
But even from one refill to the next.
Refill to refill. This happens because the underlying PBM contract pricing is dynamic. It fluctuates based on pharmacy inventory, real-time market changes.
And even the specific agreement that one pharmacy has with that one PBM on that particular day.
That's how granular it gets.
Yeah.
That unpredictability would make monthly budgeting an absolute nightmare.
It would.
Now, contrast that dynamic volatility with insurance plans, which are designed to offer more stable pricing, especially once you know your specific formulary tiers.
Right. If you know your tier one generic copay is $10, that's going to hold true for the entire plan year. It gives you crucial budgeting certainty.
And that lack of consistency, it extends beyond pricing to just availability.
The belief that all pharmacies accept all discount cards.
Right. And this is a major source of frustration for people.
Oh, I can imagine.
Not every pharmacy participates in every discount card program. Even if a card is widely advertised, acceptance and the discount level can vary
So
widely.
you might drive to three different locations before you find the listed price.
Or you find out your regular preferred pharmacy doesn't participate at all.
As with your insurance, you have an in-network list.
Exactly. Your insurance network is designed for consistent operation across all those approved pharmacies. You have a list, and the expectation is that the process and the pricing will be predictable across all of them.
And using an in-network pharmacy also includes certain safeguards for quality and transparency that are less rigid in the discount card world.
It's more of a patchwork system.
Let's shift gears to our final theme, strategic use. If you're insured, what should your default position be?
This is key.
Because there is this persistent myth that if you have insurance, you should still default to using a discount card to, shop around.
The fact is, if you have insurance, your default action should always be to use your health plan first.
Always.
Discount cards are primarily designed for two specific groups.
Okay, who are they?
Individuals who are completely uninsured, or number two, individuals whose plan explicitly refuses to cover a specific non-formulary drug.
So if it's just not on the list at all.
Correct. Using a card instead of your insurance means you're missing out on all the plan benefits, cost tracking, formulary support, and importantly, those automated safety checks.
That's a key distinction. Insurance isn't just about the price, it's about the integrated system that's built around your care.
That's
But there's a flip side to that, right? The belief that you absolutely can't use a discount card if you already have insurance.
You can. I mean, technically, you can use a discount card even if you're insured.
But as we've established, it's rarely a good strategic move.
Rarely recommended because of that long-term cost implication. But if your medication is genuinely expensive, or maybe it requires a huge coinsurance payment,
What do?
the crucial expert advice is not to just jump to a card. The best strategy is to talk to your healthcare provider immediately.
They are the strategic gatekeepers.
They really are. They might be able to prescribe a covered alternative that's chemically similar, but on a lower formulary tier.
Or they can help you apply for manufacturer assistance programs that work with your insurance.
Yes, or find other cost-saving options within your existing plan. That is always the optimal first route.
Always the first move.
And finally, let's clear up one last piece of definitional confusion that often comes up here.
The difference between these prescription discount cards and manufacturer discount cards.
They sound similar, but they're not.
They are definitely distinct tools serving different masters. Prescription discount cards, the GoodRx types, are third-party companies that lower the retail price for a whole range of meds.
Making them ideal for the uninsured or those pre-deductible cash payers.
Exactly.
Manufacturer cards, on the other hand, are often called co-pay cards. They're provided directly by the drug company itself.
So from Pfizer or Merck directly.
Yes. And they apply only to their specific brand name medication, and they almost always require that you already have insurance.
Okay, so their purpose isn't to reduce the overall retail cost.
No, it's to reduce your personal copay or co-insurance payment.
So let's walk through that. If you have a brand name drug that costs $1,000 and your insurance covers $800, you're left with a $200 coinsurance payment.
Right, your piece of the bill.
The manufacturer card might knock your $200 payment down to, say, $25.
It reduces your out-of-pocket, but it operates entirely within the insurance framework. And this is important, the full $1,000 cost still usually counts toward your deductible.
That's a huge difference.
There's a fundamental difference. They are different mechanisms targeting different parts of the pharmaceutical transaction. One helps the cash payer, the other helps the insured patient afford expensive brand name drugs.
So after all that, what does this all mean? We've covered a lot of nuance here,
We have.
but the central takeaway feels pretty simple.
It is. Prescription discount cards are valuable tools in specific targeted situations.
Primarily if you are uninsured or if you're dealing with a medication, your plan just won't cover it all.
But they are absolutely, unequivocally not a strategic replacement for your health plan.
If you're insured, use your coverage first.
Always. Your insurance provides critical financial protections, predictable pricing, and that essential long-term financial support, that tracking toward the maximum, that discount cards simply do not offer.
And as you think about all this information, consider this core trade-off, this calculation that the sources really highlight.
It's the choice you face at the counter.
When you are faced with that choice, do you take the immediate, sure thing cash savings offered by a discount card? Or do you accept the slightly higher copay that contributes directly toward meeting your annual out-of-pocket maximum?
That choice right there, it defines whether you prioritize short-term cash relief.
Or long-term financial protection against a catastrophic medical event. That's a calculation only you can make.